Let's pray. Father, thank you for this beautiful morning. Thank you for blue skies and warm sun and green leaves and autumn leaves, the fall. We enjoy this. Thank you for making them. Thank you for giving us life. And this morning, as we gather here, please open our eyes that we may behold wondrous things out of your law. Teach us, O Lord, and satisfy us this morning with your steadfast love, that we may rejoice and be glad all the days of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Some time ago, I was watching this video online. Michael, his family, and some friends were on a boat on the west coast of Mexico, and they came upon a young humpback whale that appeared to be totally dead. Michael and his friends floated next to the whale for several minutes, but they saw no signs of life. Suddenly, the whale rose slightly up in the water and forcefully exhaled. They found out the whale was severely entangled in a nylon gill net that the local fishermen used and was struggling really, really hard to breathe. Michael and his friends started to haul the net into their boat and started cutting it with a small utility knife. And after an hour of exhausting work, they were finally able to free the humpback whale from the net. After this, as Michael and his friends started to make their way to the shore, the freed whale breached high up in the air, right next to their boat. And for the next hour, this freed whale, she provided them with this incredible full display, the surface display. It started splashing everywhere. It started leaping high up in the air, slapping its tail. It was a show of pure joy, thanking her saviors. After the whale was saved, she responded to its savior with a full surface display. Today, you and I, we too have been saved and redeemed by our Savior, Jesus Christ. So today, how can we show our gratitude to him, to our Savior? In the passage that we just read, Leviticus 1, God teaches the Israelites how they could show their gratitude. When the Israelites came to God's presence, they could offer him burnt offerings to remember God's grace, to express their gratitude and say, thank you, God, for who you are. Thank you, God, for what you have done. God had just redeemed the Israelites from bondage of slavery in Egypt. Now they were free, and they belonged to God, the creator of the universe. Now they have come to know God himself. God, the creator of the entire universe, was living in their midst. He had come, God had come down from heaven and dwelt among his people, the Israelites. God also tells them that the burnt offerings that they are offering will make a way for them not to be consumed by his holy presence. The burnt offerings itself was God's grace. It allowed them to come before God and praise him and thank him and adore him without getting destroyed by God's holy presence. So let's go through Leviticus 1 together and reflect on what it teaches us today and how we can come to God's presence and show our gratitude to our Savior, Jesus Christ. Please look at Leviticus chapter 1, verses 1 to 2. It says, "The Lord God called to Moses and spoke to him from the tent of meeting. He said, 'Speak to the Israelites and say to them, when anyone among you brings an offering to the Lord, bring as your offering an animal from either the herd or the flock.'" Here, God, did you notice that God does not command the Israelites to bring an offering? It doesn't say you should do this. Look at verse 2. It says, when, verse 2, when anyone among you brings. This offering is a voluntary act. Any Israelite, man or woman, anyone who has experienced God's grace would spontaneously bring burnt offerings to God to express their gratitude for what God has done for them. Since moving to Australia, I've been trying to know Australian culture. And so I said, I need to learn AFL. I've never seen this game before. And I was watching some of the highlights of the games. I've never finished a game from beginning to end. Probably you can invite me for, you know, for food and we can watch it together. When I was watching this, I was like amazed. I was like, I had no idea about this massive, passionate fan base of the teams. When their team scored a goal, they would jump up and down, raising their hands, their fists in the air, and shouting with this inexpressible joy, you know, that they have. This shows that when we are truly filled with joy, no one needs to tell us to express that joy. No one has to say, express your joy. No, that doesn't work. You know, our inner joy spontaneously flows out of us, from us. The burnt offerings mentioned in Leviticus 1 should be done spontaneously and voluntarily, an expression of their inner joy and thankfulness of being freed. It is adoring God for who He is and praising Him for what He has done. Now, anyone among you also means rich or poor. Anyone can come and offer a thank you gift to God. That is why in this passage, God provides three kinds of offerings. Look at verses 3-9. First, it is from the herd, a bull, a big animal, the most expensive kind of offering. And then in verses 10-13, from the flock, that's sheep or goats, that's a moderate offering. And finally, in verses 14-17, from the birds, doves or pigeons, the least expensive one. God made these provisions so that no one, no Israelite, would be excluded from coming to Him. There is no distinction, rich or poor, educated or uneducated, great or small. Did you see? Anyone and everyone can come before our holy God and praise Him, give Him thanks for who He is and what He has done. And God accepts every offering equally. Look at after each type of offering in the passage, it says, verses 9, 13, 17, it says, it is a burnt offering, a food offering, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. God does not love the one who offers a big bull more than the one who offers a dove. Every offering is pleasing to Him. God also gives Israelites very, very strict instructions about what and how the gifts are to be given. To understand this, let's go through this first sacrifice together in detail a little bit closely. Look at verses 3 and 4. It says, if the offering is a burnt offering from the herd, you are to offer a male without defect. You must present it at the entrance of the tent of meeting so that it will be acceptable to the Lord. You are to lay your hand on the head of the burnt offering, and it will be accepted on your behalf to make atonement for you. The worshiper had to bring a male bull without defect. Now, male bulls without defects were the most prized possessions of any Israelite. They had to offer the best of the best that they had. And they had to bring it personally at the entrance of the tent of meeting. Then the person had to lay his or her hand on the head of the offering, identifying it as their own. It's mine. This is my offering, and it represents me. Then in verses 5-9, we see that the worshiper had to personally kill the animal, skin it and cut it into pieces by hand and wash the inner parts. The worshiper is highly involved in this process. Did you see this? The worshiper could not send someone and say, hey, can you go and offer an animal for me at the tent? They couldn't do that. He had to personally come and offer it, because praising and adoring God is not a transactional event. Adoring and praising God flows out of a deep relationship with God. This is a relational offering. And now, though the worshiper is highly involved in this process, there are off limits too. The worshiper could not do things that God instructs the priests to do. The priests handle the blood and the altar. The worshiper could only just stand back and watch the priest do his job. This shows that the Israelites could not worship however they liked. God is holy, and coming into his presence is a serious thing. They had to worship God according to his terms. Here, God is making this point very, very clear, that any one of us can come and worship him, but we can only do it on his terms. God tells us how to praise him because he cares for us. God knows that approaching the presence of his holy presence is a very, very dangerous thing for us. One could be destroyed. Our God is so gracious that he has provided a way for his people to approach him and not to be destroyed. God's people, we only have to rely on God's provision. When the worshiper and the priests at the time fulfill God's instruction, then the result is, when the smoke rises up in the heavens, it is an aroma pleasing to the Lord. Did you notice that the entire animal is burnt in each case? The priest couldn't eat from it. The worshiper did not get any part of it either. An entire animal is completely burnt, turned into smoke. Imagine the worshiper cutting the bull into pieces. Imagine that. That beautifully marbled, tender scotch fillets. That mouth-watering T-bone steak that he's cutting up. Flavorful sirloin. Burning it all into thin air. Poof. Gone. Burnt. Isn't that a waste? Total waste? No, it is not. Because here, the worshiper is saying to God, God, I'm so thankful for what you have done for me. You redeemed me. This bull is nothing compared to what I have in you. This goat, this bird that I'm offering to you is absolutely nothing compared to what you have given me. You have given me yourself. I'm yours. I can only thank you. Thank you, God, for saving me. Probably you remember the incident when a woman came to Jesus with a beautiful alabaster jar of very, very expensive perfume. And she poured it all on Jesus' head. At the time, Jesus' disciples were indignant and said, "What a waste! What a waste!" But Jesus accepts the woman's spontaneous act of adoration. It is not wasteful. Our response shows how much we value God, how much we adore him. When the Israelites brought their gifts to God to praise him and adore him, to thank him, it was a very, very dangerous act. Sinful Israelites were facing the most holy God. So our gracious God provided them a provision to come to him without being destroyed by his holiness. Look at verse 4. Verse 4 says, You are to lay your hand on the head of the burnt offering, and it will be accepted on your behalf to make atonement for you. The word atonement in the Bible has two related meanings. First, it means cleansing, making pure, making people or place or things pure, washing it, purging it, fit to be in the presence of holy God. That's the first meaning. God provided a cleansing agent so that worshiper could be in the presence of holy God and not be destroyed. Second related meaning is a ransom payment. The animal acts as a substitute payment for the worshiper. The worshiper should have been banished from the presence of God, should have been killed because of their sin and impurity. But the animal took their place. So when we read about atonement, we have to take these two related meanings together, hand in hand. Purging, washing, making it clean from all sin and impurity, and a ransom payment, taking our place. This animal died in the place of the worshiper, and the worshiper was made clean. This teaches us one thing, that God takes sin very seriously. We cannot come into God's presence without dealing with sin. We must be made clean. We also learn that our God is very merciful and gracious, slow to anger. He wants to be with his people. He wants a relationship with us. He wants to be in our midst today, here. He wants to be here. But he knows his holiness is very, very, very dangerous for us. So he makes a way for us, a provision to deal with our sins and impurities. Today, Jesus Christ has been accepted by God on our behalf to make atonement for us. When Jesus died for us, first, the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin, from all impurity. Second, Jesus is our ransom payment. Jesus never sinned. He was without blemish. Yet Jesus suffered for our sins once for all time. He suffered physical death. He died for sinners like you and me to bring us safely to God. Home. God purchased our freedom with the blood of his son and forgave our sins. Isn't that good news for us? That through Jesus and because of Jesus, we can safely come before our holy God. Because of Jesus, we can live in a relationship with God. Jesus has redeemed us from the bondage of sin and death. We no longer belong to the evil one. We don't belong to the darkness. We belong to the light, the kingdom of Jesus Christ, to God. Now we are God's own people. We are his. We are his children. Actually, the Israelites offering the burnt offerings in Leviticus 1 that time, and we who are here in Battery Point right now, living in Tasmania, we are both in the same situation. We are both the same. We are both redeemed people of God. We are both recipients of God's great mercy. In response, they offered animal sacrifices to God. So, what should we offer to God today? Look at Romans 12, verse 1. It says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Today, we don't offer animals to show our gratitude to our Lord and Savior. We offer more than that, we offer ourselves, our whole life, Because today we have more than what the Israelites had. We have Jesus as our true sacrifice. So how do we offer our whole life to God? One of the ways we can do that, now it's whole life, it's our entire life, but in this, one of the ways that we can do is verbally thank God every day. Today, none of us are excluded from thanking God. And God has taught us how to thank Him. In our Bible, we have 150 Psalms. God taught us how to thank Him. You can read one Psalm a day and pray that Psalm to God. Same Psalm to God. You can also memorize portions of the Psalms and use it to praise Him and adore Him. One of the Psalms, it says this: I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart. I will glorify your name forever, for great is your steadfast love towards me. You have delivered me from depths of Sheol, from hell. For you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Please turn to me, O God. Be gracious to me, O God. Give your strength to your servant and save me. Put it in your head, put it in your heart, and use it every day. When we start praising God, adoring God, our prayers stop from being a grocery list. We start to relish in the presence of God. We stop going to God only when we need something from Him. We stop using God for what we really, 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 really want. We stop using Him. We start adoring and praising God for who He is and what He has done. Because adoring and praising God is not a transactional event. Adoring and praising God is a relational offering. In life, in reality, we will not always be jubilant like the fans of victorious AFL fans, you know, those teams, you know, we won't be like that. There will be times when it will be very, 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 very hard to praise God. Even in times like that, we are to go to God. When we say to God, "Oh Lord, I want to feel the joy in knowing you. I really am not feeling it today, God. I'm not." When we say that to God, God wants to listen to us. He wants us to tell that. And when we do that, we are lifting God up because we are relying on God in our times of darkness. In the beginning, I had shared with you, probably you remember, about the freed humpback whale. The whale had provided its saviors with this incredible full display for an hour. While the whale was jumping high up in the air and doing all its thing, in the video, as I was watching the video, I could hear a little child's voice in the video. The child was saying, "Mommy, I know what she is doing. She's showing us that she is all free." And the mother replies, "Yes, she's showing us her thank you dance." Today, you and I have been freed from the bondage of sin by Jesus. Today, you and I have been washed clean of all impurities and sin. Today, you and I can approach God safely because Jesus is our ransom payment. So let us show our gratitude to our Savior by living a life that praises and adores Him. Let us adore Jesus for who He is and what He has done. Let us pray. Father, you're merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Please turn to us and be gracious to us. And today, please satisfy us with your presence, that we may rejoice and be glad all the days of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.